it up to me, like I said, happiness.
What's up, bitches? Welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast with your host, Brandon Lynette. If you are one of my 5 a.m.ers, that's when I release the podcast Monday through Friday. You're going to realize that this is the third day in a row that I have fucked up. And it's all right, bitches. I'm going to tell you, I'm super distracted. I'm just going to be honest. We're in a transition. We made some changes and I'm feeling the effect of those changes. My family's feeling the effect of those changes and distraction. That's the key word of the week for me. And I totally forgot about the podcast once again. And I woke up this morning and I was like, oh shit. But I mean, I had some mastermind calls to be on and all the things. So I'm here. I'm here now. I mean, I'm on Eastern time and it's 9 o'clock. So I think, you know, probably a lot of you bitches are still sleeping, but that's okay. I like to be consistent. I like to show up when I say I'm going to show up, and I'm going to work on that. There is always room for improvement, and that's what we're going to work on. So it is Monday. We are not going to talk about microdosing, even though I am excited because I just dropped a dose. I just took a microdose for the first time in a week or two. I've definitely been doing it less just because I was sick for like a month, and then, you know, just other things. And sometimes I feel like I am self-destructive, so I kind of avoid it because maybe I like the chaos in my life. I don't know. But I am back. I'm back, and the world has slowed on its axis just to serve me. It happens like that. So, I have a question for you. Why do you think that people always seek to improve? And I am one of these people, okay? I don't know how many of us there are out there, but I got this question not last week whenever I asked you guys for topics. And I'm just curious what your answer is. Throw it up in Listen Bitch, the Facebook group where I post your journal prompts Monday through Friday, because I want to have this conversation. Why do people seek to improve? I feel like the answer is because we know there's something improved out there. There's always a better way of doing, a better way of being. We can always be a better version of ourselves. Like, I absolutely, if you compared Brandon Lynette, who I am today, to who I was, you know, 2 years ago, night and day. But I guarantee the Brandon Lynette that's coming, the Brandon Lynette a year from now, who I am today is going to be unrecognizable. And that is an insatiable desire inside me. I know I'm not alone. You know, it's not something, definitely my husband is not driven by this. I've watched him absolutely grow and become a better husband, a better father, a better person, a better employee. I mean, I've watched him do these things, but he doesn't have this fucking drive like I do at night that just keeps me awake. Like, what can I do better? I think there's, you know, absolutely a toxic side to this. But if we were going to meet in the middle, okay, where would that be? Because I feel like everybody wants better. And maybe it's, you know, you want the bigger house, you want a better job, you want a nicer car. Maybe those are the things that drive you. And I definitely, those are, you know, those are the things that, you know, my husband gets excited about. Like, he's always looking at cars and motorcycles and parts to add and bumpers and pipes. And, you know, that's what he's driven by. And I'm like, how can I improve my soul, baby? Right. But I think inside of all of us, we want something more. And I think it's all with good reason, because improving certain parts of our lives, I feel like, really does increase our happiness. The Brandon Lynette that's less reactive, I desired that. I was, you know, my older girls have, you know, toxic memory of about a 2 year span of just angry mom. I was angry. I was drinking a lot, trying to control things I couldn't control. And I was angry. And that's their core memory of me. And that doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel good. I, with good reason, I want to be a better person, because there's still parts of me, you know, that were a toxic survival response. You know, I was in survival mode in that moment. I was going through custody battle, just a lot of things were happening and I did not handle it well. I feel like they kind of paid the price. If we grow to be better, then we're bringing more peace and joy in our lives. I don't want to continue to be reactive. So that's a part of my life I've wanted to grow. Thank God for the psilocybin, because I feel like that flipped the switch immediately for me. But I think this all has to do, honestly, I think this has to do with emotional intelligence. I think this is a necessary component if you want to feel successful. And emotional intelligence, this is going to be your capacity to understand and manage the emotions of yourself and other people. Like, you need to be able to regulate how emotions influence you, and you do that with emotional intelligence. You can also influence how other people get affected by your emotions, vice versa. And I feel like developing this ability, this is how, you know, this can assist us in our relationships across the board. For this and other reasons, this is why we hear that people that can do this find success. I've talked about that. The people that you see that are radiating joy and peace and success, I guarantee they have worked on emotional intelligence. Were they born with it? Absolutely not. Okay. I mean, if you think about this, if you're, you know, you remember in grade school when we'd have to line up and pick teams? I fucking hated that because I was always never picked, you guys. Okay. Whoa, poor Brandon. No, it was my school relationship is very toxic. Okay. That's why I didn't last very long. But you imagine, you know, people are picking teams and, you know, would you choose someone who doesn't work good with other people, or would you choose someone who can motivate and collaborate well with other people? And who are you excited to help when they're in need? It's not going to be the person that's a dick. It's not going to be the person acting like an asshole, throwing the tantrum on the court. You're going to want to be with the person that is calm, cool, and collected. We are attracted to happy energy. We are attracted to that lighthearted calm. And people with that increased emotional intelligence, they're just equipped to be successful. So how can we, as your average Joe, how do we raise our emotional intelligence? First of all, okay, it starts with that awareness. You have to develop an awareness of your own and other people's emotions. Are you able to identify the emotions you're experiencing right now? What are they? What circumstances set them off? Are you able to read other people's emotions? I, yesterday, went through a range of things. Like, I had to come in my office and literally journal my way off the cliff. Okay. Another reason why I microdosed today, because I definitely was spiraling. Okay. So I had to come in here and write things out. Like, I knew what triggered me, but why? So I had to, you know, just continue to write out the conversation. Like, you know, oh, I know you felt bothered, right? I honor my emotions. I know I was feeling some kind of way. So I honored that because that was, you know, in the moment. But what was the root cause? What is the real issue? And this is something I realized. A lot of the times when we are experiencing any kind of friction with our emotions and our current reality, and especially if other people are involved, we can play out the conversation. Like, I could have the conversation, but am I ready for what happens when the conversation happens? Am I ready? Am I at the level of maturity that whatever I'm going to bring up with anyone I'm having friction with, am I ready for the next step? And I think so many people don't do that. Like, you are nagging your spouse, you're nagging your partner, just like, do this, do that, do this, do that. This is what I need. This is what I want. And the minute they do it, you're not ready. And so you cause like a fight. I've self-destructed so many times in that cycle. And I'm very excited to say that when I was journaling last night, the awareness came to me, like, you're not ready for the answer. So if you're not ready, why are we going to bitch and complain and argue and talk and bring things up when we're not ready to be mature about it? That's the truth. Okay. And what you're going to find when you are learning to navigate your emotions, when you're identifying what you're experiencing, when you're finding out what you're feeling, what happens is you find out how sensitive you are to your own and other people's emotional states. So it's time to pay attention if you notice you're not attuned enough. So if you know you're not feeling good and you're flipping through the stations of emotions and you get to pick and choose, you find the one that feels good. Examine your emotional condition from time to time. Even when it's just calm and cool and collected, see how you're feeling. My emotions are in my awareness today because I, didn't feel good yesterday. And then, questioning myself, questioning my decisions, just that self-doubt creeps in, all of those things. So I did a body scan today where I sat down and I'm like, okay, how are you feeling? I did this mastermind call. I signed on with this new company, you guys, and I'm very excited. It's not MLM. And nothing against that, because I still have my toes in the water, okay? Because it's a great financial opportunity. But I'm getting 80% commission in this business, and that's for life. And I don't think I could really top that at the moment. So I'm very excited. So I'm on a mastermind call with these business owners, and I'm feeling great. And I do this emotional scan, like, to see, where am I feeling this? Like, this feels good. And what is it that I'm feeling? It's the hope, right? I beat myself up all day yesterday. I brought out the self-doubt. I was like, bitch, what if? And I tell you guys all the time, it's human to say, what if it doesn't work out? That's human. It's a natural response. It's what happens. Okay. But I also really try to bring into my awareness, what if it does? And both of those can be just as scary. So today, thinking about that, what if it does work out, and feeling that, it was fun. It was fun to see that potential, to tap into who I'm going to be a year from now. That's a gift. And it's emotional maturity when you can start to, tap into the moments and feel that, so I can tune to that feeling. If maybe something happens, I'm not feeling so great, I know exactly what station I want to be on, because I felt it this morning. I brought it into my awareness and I had the conversation to connect my heart and my brain so that they're, in alignment. But it's also a matter of recognizing other people's feelings. Pay attention to what they try to say. Do words always match what we mean? No, especially men. I know you struggle, because sometimes we say it's okay, and what we mean by that is, if you do it, I will kill you. Yeah, I don't know. We're born with that level of communication, okay? Where we don't really say how we feel. We expect you to be smart enough to know that the look on our face means you're going to die today if that's what you decide to do. I'm fine. How many times do you hear that when we're not fine? I get it. It's confusing, but that's part of your responsibility to mature as well. If maybe your partner has not come into their own emotional maturity, step up to the plate. Recognize their feelings. Pay attention to what they're not saying, okay? What is their body language saying? People do not always express themselves with words, okay? They are not at our level. And that doesn't mean that we ignore the conversation. We engage, okay? Because it's a level of growth. Consider what might cause your and other sentiments as you recognize them. You've got to develop a level of empathy, being able to recognize emotions. This is important. It's important in business. It's important in relationships. It's important in every aspect of your life. It's important as a parent. In order to fully understand what someone is feeling, you have to put yourself in their shoes. So imagine, like, I just want you, that's your challenge today. Practice putting yourself in the positions of other people. Think about how you would act if you were in their shoes. I know that, reading books with crazy ass people, that helps me improve the trait, because I see all these perspectives. It's like you read a book and you hate the villain. And then, two chapters later, you're cheering for the villain and you're like, oh my God, he's not really the villain. This is his like trauma response story. So I think we all have a little bit of villain and a little bit of hero in us, and whatever chapter you walk in our lives is kind of where we are. Learn to recognize that, because behind villains, 90% of the time, it is just someone, some little kid trying to survive in this grown-up body. Okay. But being able to be in that awareness, if you're watching a movie, you can, recognize this, watch the body language, if it's good acting. Okay. But even just in your everyday, watch your lady at the checkout counter. Okay. This helps you develop empathy, and this is going to increase your intelligence. And when you learn to reflect on the emotions of yourself and other people, you increase your level of understanding. Think about the effect of emotion on your choices and how you act. You've got to understand what emotions could cause people to react the way they do. I know my husband and I, like, we are so quick to anger when our kids get hurt, and it's not anger, it's fear. That's the real emotion. Okay. Like, I'm telling my 5-year-old, she keeps standing up on our chairs, and we have the high bar stool chairs. I'm like, sit down. And a couple of times she's almost fallen, and I get pissed off. I'm like, Alexandria, I don't mean to be angry. It's not anger. It scared the shit out of me, you know, because I see the potential of what can happen, the possibility of all the stitches and whatever else happens. She gets her leg caught in the back of the chair. She's going to break her ankle. Like, there's a million possibilities, right? And that's why I constantly tell her, sit on your butt, sit on your butt, sit on your butt. That wasn't the real emotion. It's not angry. You know, she's like, why are you mad at me, baby? I'm not mad. That scared me so bad. And that's my knee-jerk reaction. I need to work on that. Absolutely. But we think about, you know, what it is affecting the mood of the person you're around. Okay. What makes your feelings different from theirs? We learn that it's easier to understand how emotions cause people to think and act when we can reflect on stuff like this. Okay. And don't be afraid to ask the people that you're around. You know, for me, this would be my husband, where I can, you know, ask him to rate my emotional intelligence. 5 years ago, I would have failed. Okay. Today, I'd be very confident in asking that question. I wouldn't freak out with the response. But find out how your family, your friends, your kids, your coworkers, how do they rate your emotional intelligence? You know, ask them, how do you think I handle disagreements and challenges? Ask about how well you adjust to situations. How empathetic are you? It's not always going to be what you want to hear, but I guarantee it's going to be something that you need to hear. I mean, it's proven that people with high emotional intelligence enjoy, you know, we have better mental health. And I say we because I'm getting there. I am getting there. Okay. We have a better professional performance, better leadership qualities. It's a key to having great relationships and achieving your objectives. Okay. So I want you to work on increasing emotional intelligence and just bringing it into your awareness. Okay. This is when you're going to be able to recognize your full potential. This is where you're going to be able to see the excitement of what it is to be successful. Most of all, do not forget to engage in my Listen Bitch Facebook group. I'm super curious. Like, do you have a desire for more? I feel like there are people out there where they just want the basics. They want the simple life. They want to wake up, go to work, come home, do their thing, go to bed, wake up, go to work. They like the, you know, consistency and the pattern of their day. They like the schedule. They like the knowing. They like everything's planned out and growing is scary. And so they're just there. You know, I've seen a lot of people like that. What makes us different? Because I don't think that anyone attracted to this podcast is good with half-assing their life. And if you are, I mean, it's just self-torture. I don't understand why you would want to hear me talk about all this shit if you're not going to do something about it, right? I feel like that would just put pressure and weight on me every day, because I would be like, oh, this person keeps talking about my potential, but I'm happy where I'm at. I'm happy where I'm at. I'm proud. I feel successful. You know, I'm living the dream. Living the dream. That's it. I mean, if you have nowhere to grow, like, what does that look like for you? What does that look like for you? If you have no dreams, no desires, I want to learn to understand. I want to learn to understand in a way that I'm not, you know, feeling judgmental, because there's a part of me that's like, oh, how is that enough? It may be enough for you. It's definitely not for me, but we could both coexist in the world. So I'm just curious. I want to have the conversation. If you guys have any topic ideas, make sure you hit me up at brandonlynette.com. Send an email. Something happened with email. Okay. A lot of you guys are waiting for messages for me last week. So AWeber sucks balls. If you ever have a chance to get an email, whatever, if you're going to build a list, okay, fuck AWeber. I am struggling right now. I'm trying to find someone that can actually get all of my leads off of AWeber and transfer all of that with my website, but I could still get messages. What's happening is I'm getting red flagged when I send a message, because I guess there was some kind of law that went into effect with Google. I don't know. It's a big fucking mess. Okay. But I'm here for it. We're going to figure it out. Everything's figure outable. Until then, if you have an issue sending me a message, just hit me up on Facebook or probably Facebook. Bitch, I never check my Instagram messages. Honestly, I just don't. I'll be honest. If you have my number, text me. That's fine. I want to hear topics. If you have questions, if you guys are ready to start your microdose journey, hit me up. Next Monday, there would be a shipment going out. So definitely hit me up if you want to start your 3 months of microdosing. Okay. That does come with coaching instructions. I print out a nice little sheet for you. And I hold your hand through the process because I get that it could be a little scary, but you guys, the change is worth it. I cannot express to you how effective this is in just getting your shit together, really, really, to get off of the Ferris wheel. If you're tired of reacting in every situation and regretting how you react, if you're just this reactive person, if you're tired of feeling depressed, if you feel like you just can't do the next right thing, what do you have to lose? What do you have to lose? I guarantee you've wasted your money on dumber shit. Okay. This is going to be an investment in you, an investment in your future, in your present moment, in your mental health, in your physical health. It's a great investment. So hit me up if you're open to that. And then make sure you've got my books from onceuponatimebitches.com. Follow me on TikTok because I've got content there I don't put anywhere else. And if you're curious about my new business, make sure you're following me on Facebook. I'll do a live announcement. I think I'm going to stream it to YouTube and TikTok as well live because I'm not afraid of YouTube anymore. Look at this girl has her big girl pants on. Fuck yes. Let's crush this week, bitch. I want you to look at other people, watch them today, see what they're saying that they're not using words to say. Okay. Do that. Do it. You're going to thank me for it later. Love you, bitches.